Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Fairbanks City Council Citizen Engagement Academy graduation, number 3. Oh my goodness. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Therrien?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Here.
Mr. Ringstad?
Here.
Mr. Marnie?
I'm here.
Ms. Tidwell?
Here.
And Mayor Pruse?
Here. Well, I'd like to, first of all, congratulate all of you. 19 made it. 28 signed up. You're consistent. There's no way I could make it to a class with 12 sessions, really? But during the 12 sessions, you met every aspect of the city of Fairbanks. You met the people. And I think the best thing about the city of Fairbanks are the people that work here, and you got to meet them. And you understand what their roles are, how they do it, their professionalism, how they work hard. And it's an honor for the city council and myself to work with them. And they put up with us, too. So, you know, I'm going to call out a few people here. I have no idea who you are. And you're going to come up here and you say a few comments. I know. Carice Ackerman. Is Carice here? No. Well, is Stacy Harville here? I knew her. She saved us. Miss Harville, please tell us what you thought of the overall experience.
Overall, this was a great experience. I had never even heard of the Academy till I happened to see the posting on Facebook and thought it sounded like something I'd really be interested in. I don't live in the city of Fairbanks. I live in North Pole, but I work in the city. I own properties here in the city, and it was great to be able to kind of put it all together. I work in real estate as a realtor, so now I feel like I have some extra tools to be able to kind of share with my clients as well. Everything was put together very smooth. All the classes were very entertaining, and it's definitely worth the resources the city put into it, I think, and then all the staff's time. It was very well done. Thank you.
We're not done with you yet. Council members, you have any questions for? Yes, Ms. Sprinkle.
If you had to pick one favorite thing that you'd found or discovered, what was that thing?
I was surprised with how much actually goes into running the city. I really honestly had no idea, just all the little intricacies and how all the different parts work together. It was really great to see the camaraderie amongst all the different departments. I thought that was really cool.
Okay, we'll let you go.
Thank you.
Is Bob Barber in? Bob. Now, Bob, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
What was the best presentation you got?
I really liked the engineering.
Bob! You just made Bob Pristache's day. Tell us about that presentation from Mr. Pristache.
Well, because Fairbanks is my hometown, I was born and raised here, grew up here, worked here, retired here, went to school here. And I've watched it grow, and I like the way that he just cleaned up everything, you know, and like got rid of all the power lines and the utility poles and just, you know, made it look sharp, made Fairbanks look like a real sharp town from what it used to be, like, you know, some Fallujah back street or something, you know.
Are there any questions for Mr. Barber? Mr. Ringstead? Mr. Barber, thank you very much. Yes, you're sir, getting you. Off easy. Rosie Tollerud. Is Rosie here?
No.
Rosie, I want you to tell me about the evening where the city clerk and the city attorney presented to you, because they think they were better than the city engineer.
Actually, that was really fun. I sat in Sue's seat, yeah.
Did you have a city council meeting?
Yeah.
Did you vote to do away with any department like the engineering department?
Oh boy, how many weeks ago was that? So we made a decision
to paint the building.
The city hall.
What was your most memorable aspect of your experience?
The most memorable.
And I don't mean like, you know, a bad memory.
I really enjoyed the tour.
Okay.
I'm a visual person. I like to just see and feel almost, and just meeting the different people in the different departments was really enjoyable.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Sprinkle, of course.
I need to know what's on your shoulders. What's going on? Who are you? What's going
on
here?
With the Salvation Army.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, appreciate it.
It was fun here.
Sam Kirsten, oh. You know I was going to call you.
It won't surprise you, I have an opinion.
Is there anything else you want to add? Go ahead.
This was absolutely fantastic. Danny is a superstar for putting this together, and every single one of the presenters said that this guy is a hero. So that was pretty cool. And it was thoughtfully done. They gave us, I mean, I work all day, and so they gave us, thank you, Danny, they gave us food at the end of the day. And the presentations were well thought out. The one that perhaps was most fun for me, even though the fire chief thinks that we should tell all of you that he was best. But I really enjoyed Attorney Paul at the end, because he was taking us into all of the spaces of the building and telling us the history of painting the walls and all the things that it took for you all to get into city council. And I was a student in this building, and so I appreciated that. But the part that I enjoyed the most that he said is that the politics of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago were very similar. You're still arguing about the same things as still politicians. So that was definitely interesting for me to remember, because and our issue, you know, the one that was brought to us to solve as city council members and citizens, was about whether we wanted to paint the building gold. And I thought, yeah, he's right. We're still talking about the same things all these years later.
Now, is there any questions for Ms. Kirsten? Thank you. Ms. Therrien.
If they didn't want to paint it gold, what other color did they want?
Well, that was the question. Gold sounded pretty pretty exciting. Is that my phone right here? Of course. That's my life. Yeah. And I don't remember. Mayor?
What did you decide?
We decided to paint it gold.
Okay, there you go. She was the mayor.
She just made the decision.
Yeah.
Boy.
She made the decision, and it was fun. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you for all the effort that went into that. And I wanted to make sure that Jerry, excuse me, what do I call you? I don't call you Jerry. But anyway, he needed to know that it cost a lot of money for this, because they fed us. So thank you.
Is there anyone that was a student here in this class that was a student in this school? I want to see your hands raised. Ms. Lighty, would you please come up here?
Oh, not in that class. No,
no, no, get up here. I know, get up here. Come on, come on, come on. You raised your hand.
You raised your hand, you're in trouble.
Now, Ms. Lighty, you were much more studious than me here when I met you. What room was this?
I believe this, no, home ec was on the other end.
Yeah.
Was this science? I don't remember.
It was the library.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
I was never
in this. It was a long time.
I was never in this room as the library. What was your favorite course when you were here in Maine Junior High?
Absolutely home ec. I loved home ec. That was one of my favorite.
How many words a minute did you type?
Oh, I was a typer. I don't know.
I was about 32, 33. Mr. Brock, he passed me barely.
I just love walking into this building and still see it being used, and that's what I love about this place.
And do you like the repurposing of this building?
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Any questions for a past student?
I'm here to support somebody who just is graduating
today.
Okay.
That's what I'd say, too, if I had to come up to the principal. Is there any graduating student who'd wish to come up and say a few words? Come on up. Please state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes.
I will take less than that. My name is John Tollerud. You called my wife up here already. We serve the Salvation Army, and we were stationed up here in June of 2023. And I will tell you that after going through the class, for you council members, I want to say thank you for all the time and effort that you give to our first responders, to our police, to our fire, to all of engineering too. but just every department is run efficiently. And I know that's a big buzz right now in our country, but I just want to say thank you, and I already let the police chief know I'm poaching former police officers from other cities in Alaska to bring them up, because the best equipment, the best people, the best training, and that's a big thanks to you guys, and don't lose Mike, whatever you do.
Now, John, you're with the Salvation Army.
Yes.
So you're public service.
Yes.
And you had me on my birthday ringing a bell at Fred Meyer's East.
I think you did it for 45 minutes.
Before I got kicked out. So we're going to try it this year, and hopefully I won't be too rambunctious with the bell and get kicked out.
We hope so.
What was your favorite class? Which one? Which department?
Well, I'm a big budget guy, and so it was fun.
Oh, Margarita's glowing. Oh, look at that.
It was really important for me to see how the city spends mm-hmm. all of the tax dollars, all of the money that comes in, and to see the efficiency that's run with. And it's a big credit to Margarita that she keeps everybody in line. So I did not get that from her.
It's all about Margarita.
I didn't get that from her.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Tollerud? Thank you very much. We greatly appreciate it. Is there anyone else who would like to come up? Yes, come on up. Please state your name for the record, and you have as long as you want.
Really? My name is Nancy Elliott, and curiosity brought me here because I saw the offer for this class in the newspaper, and I'm very involved in an election integrity project, so I go to assembly whenever they talk about elections. So I thought this would be interesting to come, and I also attended city council meetings as I took the class just to get a rounded out feeling. And I was astounded that with a nation in debt, a state in debt, that this city is not in debt. I was just amazed when I heard that. So I was very impressed. My favorite presentation was the one with Danny, because I'm interested in coordinating, and I was fascinated with how she did that. So the tours were great, and I was very impressed with Public Works, all that equipment, and it was so clean and well organized. So I also noticed a real difference in the energy here in these meetings and the assembly. It's really nice to come to a meeting where everybody's friendly and seems to get along well, even though they vote different. And I really appreciate that. I don't live in this city, but I really am impressed with the job that you do and the camaraderie and the staff. It's great, and thank you for the class. The food was great.
I was going to ask about that. we had good leftovers. Ms. Sprinkle, then Ms. Therrien. Oh, Ms. Therrien.
Did you get to see our pictures in the paper today with our banana shirts? Yeah, yes. We decided to try to. It was Sue and Crystal's ideas, I believe, and now we have to try to play pickleball.
Well, good luck with that. It looks like
we're going to have an ambulance there too. Now, just so you know, we won in three games by 300 points, which is an average of 100 points per game.
Wow.
Which is an average of 17 and a half points per person. They kick butt. And it's all because of the coaching.
I think that bridge has started to be built.
Yeah. And, you know, the camaraderie in the city on the city council is wonderful. And I think we project that in our meetings. And I appreciate you seeing that and bringing it up. We really do get along very well. We don't vote on everything the same way. When a vote's over, it's over. There's gonna be another one, so don't worry. If I don't vote with you today, surely I'll vote with you tomorrow, and we'll get along great. So, and that's, I think, one of the secrets of government. You're gonna have differences for a moment, and then you have a lot more. We have a lot more in common than we'll ever have differences, and that's why the city council does so well.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Ms. Sprinkle.
Does it inspire you to run for office?
No. No, it's scary.
How about becoming a department head? Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Is there anyone else who would like to give comments? Yes, come on up. Please state your name for the record.
Thank you, Mayor Pru. My name is Joe Woodward, and I would like to first extend my thank yous to Danny, my gratitude and appreciation to Danny Snyder for introducing this program, and to Mayor David Pru for approving it, and for Chief of Staff Mike Sanders for being your proxy during your absence in this program. It's outstanding. It is rewarding, and it's educational, and it's a family relationship almost. Working here seems like it's not just a job, it's a career, and it's all business, and it's family relations almost, because you're all so close. You work so close together, and each department is serious, and it has to be, and you consider all the residents as important as each of yourselves, or that's been my experience. And since this session has begun, and I've been a classmate, I've had to contact several departments, and they worked in a timely manner, and the results were positive and outstanding. And I appreciate you. I really do. And there should be more cities like this.
Did you find
more leaders like yourselves?
Did the previous person talked about the camaraderie of the city council. Did you find that you built a camaraderie within your own class as time went on?
I think so. I hope so. Yes.
Good.
Yes. And I knew a few of the students here prior to this class or this session, and that was interesting too. I learned of this session over a year ago by Miss Brenda McFarland, and I went ahead and registered with the understanding that I may have classes and I may have to cancel, but things worked out and I attended, and I'm so glad I did. Very rewarding, most definitely. But I do have one reservation, and I have addressed this matter to the council in the past, and I need to do it again. I feel that there should be a city sanitarian to address rental shares areas on the grounds that sometimes it's unsanitary, it's unhealthful. I realize there's a sanitarian in the city that inspects restaurants, but not shared rental housing. And the shared rental housing can really be a problem. It really can. And there isn't anyone to inspect. No one. The public health department can't. There's no, and the job personnel or head department to do that would be the sanitation department. And maybe this city sanitarian for restaurants could double and be, since there's a minimum amount of shared rentals, maybe he could double and do that also. Because you wouldn't have to do it on an annual basis or a quarterly basis. You could just do it whenever there's a complaint, a filed complaint.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are there any questions for her? Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Come on up. Please state your name for the record as usual. You've got this down.
I'll swear in right here. Well, thank you, Mayor Prues and Council. This has been a wonderful experience. My name is Brenna Shockey, and I work for Kinross Fort Knox. And although I was born in Anchorage, please don't hold that against me, I was raised in Interior Alaska, and so this was a very insightful program to go through professionally and personally. I also serve as Miss Alaska right now, so this was also something that I plan to share out even broader. My one comment I'd really love to share is I wish the borough would also do this. I think they could follow in your footsteps and really educate a larger audience as well. And even if people don't live in the city, I think this has been excellent to understand local government better. The services that are provided, obviously how the financial institution is run, our local contacts at the city attorney office, obviously our wonderful city clerk. And the last comment I'll make is you have a wonderful workforce here, and they're all so joyful, and they love working with each other, and that was very apparent. So kudos to the HR team as well for keeping everyone happy. It's been great. And all of our questions were answered in a timely fashion. We were able to ask the things that I think some people were embarrassed to ask. And I would definitely recommend this to anyone, whether they're a student or a retiree in the community.
Now, Ms. Shockey, who are you with again?
I'm with Kinross.
You're not taking this class to poach some of our public worker employees, are you?
No, and I did not hand out any business cards or referrals. Don't worry. No, but it was eye-opening to walk through Public Works, and it looks like just like one of our shops up at the mine site. Large equipment, lots of hands-on opportunities, lots of female welders and mechanics, which I loved seeing. We saw a female mechanic inside one of the fire engines working while we walked through the shop bays. So, no, did not poach any, but there's definitely potential there.
Okay. Had to ask. Yeah. Had to ask.
Fair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who of this graduating class would like to give comments? Seeing none, graduating comments are closed. Presentation of certificates and gift bags. You ready for this?
Ready.
You're not going to cry on me, are you?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. They're all the same, so we're just one at a time.
place?
You have to hold it right up there, Mayor.
I have my technical people here. We ready?
Yep.
Joe Woodward. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yep. And we're going to get a group photo at the end here with all of you. So, you know, you're special. You're class number three. You're growing. And we appreciate everything that you did. We really do.
Thank you. I can put a coin in the bag. If that would help.
Bobby Joe Catchmar.
Lauren said you're supposed to hand.
Congratulations, Bobby Joe. There you go. Yep. Carice Ackerman. Is Carice here? Lily Johnson. You also saying you successfully completed the 2025 Citizen Engagement Academy. And Mrs. Alaska.
Oh, and a great mug shot to go with it.
Well done, bravo. Thanks.
Laura Tim.
Congratulations, Laura.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Very welcome. The indubitable Miss Kirsten. Congratulations, Sam, and thank you for everything you do in our community. So appreciate it. She's basically, when she walks into a room, she's my boss. I know. Lindsay Weaver.
Thank you. Oh, yes, the mugshot. My dad didn't know it was fake at first, so it was very alarming for him.
Congratulations.
Rosie Tolaru, come on back. And again, thank you for everything you do for our community. It's so appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
I'm
trying to be crazy.
You know, these are like mug shots.
They are mug shots. They took mug shots at the police department. Not everyone wanted to, but most of you did.
Yeah, some of the special people.
Those
are good. Nancy Elliott. Oh, yeah. You look like the female Lex Luthor.
Love it. Those are magnets, so you can put them on your fridge and hang them proudly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
John Tolerud.
Congratulations, sir. You're incredible.
What you to wear a hat in your mugshot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You look evil. Oh, geez. There's a Marvel comic character named after you.
Liddy Ballard.
I was going to grab
it. You know, you have the right person when they're saying their mugshot looks good.
Kelly Murphy.
Okay, I promise not to butcher this name too bad.
Joyce Sotart.
Congratulations, Joyce. Suter. Like I said, it's not too bad.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Bob Barber.
The guy who liked engineering. Congratulations, sir.
Danny, thank you very much. It was a great presentation.
Congratulations, sir.
Ellen Lopez.
Okay.
Star Bertro.
You know, you go to all the classes, and you don't want to fake at the end.
Tara Solarski.
Well, let's hope the last one is here.
I think she is.
Thank you, Tom. Yes, she is. Miss Harville.
Who's the best cook you know?
Thank you.
She
called me up one time and she was putting on a bachelorette party. And what she did was she had me over and I did a cooking show instruction for her friends. Then the guys came over and ate all the food. Okay.
Oh, group photo?
Group photo. Everyone come up here. And you're going to be with the star. Come on, Danny, get out here.
Do you want to sign our little certificates?
Yes. That's a boy, Lonnie. That's positive.
Come on up.
Hey, John, you want to spot back here? There's
all
Can you say 5 to 10 in the pen? Say, my mugshot makes me look good. Say, class is over and dismissed. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Before we adjourn for the cake, we're going to have council member comments on this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah. We're government. Come on. We're long winded. Mr. Ringstead, council member comments. We're starting with you. Hate to interrupt, you know.
We're talking family business here.
Mr. Ringstead, do you have any comments for the graduating class of 2025?
I want to thank everybody for participating in this. I think the more people we have that know and understand our government, the better our government's going to be. And I think that that's clearly a successful effort. And my other comment would be, I think you folks have all figured out why we're so proud of our clerk. So she does great work for us every week, and I'm glad she can share that with you guys.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, a lot of you touched on it, but you know, when I ran first time 5 years ago, you know, I kind of did it for the people, the citizens of Fairbanks. And once I got in here and got to know the staff, I, you know, no brainer. That's why I ran again. So we do have, you know, the city of Fairbanks turns on the people that run the departments in the town. So we're very blessed. And thank you for doing it.
Ms. Tidwell.
Congratulations. It's so great to see such a big group. I know when we started, there was just a few people and then a few more, and what an incredible number of people for this session. And I just want to remind all you guys that you too could sit up here and do what we do. And that, you know, having a genuine interest in our city, you know, that's what it takes. So I would encourage you guys all to consider that in your futures. And I appreciate that you took the time out of your weeks and evenings to learn more about the local government. It's awesome.
Ms. Sprinkle.
Gosh, hard to follow. That was great. I would say 12 weeks would be hard to do for anybody in here, and you've got a certificate to prove that you've done. Like Lonnie, I ran for office for different reasons, and I get asked, wow, how is that? Do you like it? And I can't be more honored to sit in this chair. So I would say if anybody else has an inkling, you should chase it because it's really, really rewarding. And you now know how this city operates. So bravo and thank you.
Ms. Therrien.
I just think it's wonderful that all of you were able to come to this program. I hope that you'll encourage other people to come to the next one. And not only Danny, but Mike, I believe, did a real good job. And I think you should consider running for office, too.
Mr. Clearworth.
When I spoke to you at the very first meeting, I think I told you that we have two employees of the city that work directly for the city council and the mayor, and that's Danny and Tom here. And they have the hardest job because, believe it or not, all seven of us do not agree on everything. And they have to work with all that at the time. And I think that that's incredible that people can do that. I think I might get my opinions, my personal opinions, in the way of doing something like that. So, and thank you to all our department heads. We do have people that really love their jobs, And, you know, the backbone of it is engineering and public works. Without that, the rest of us kind of depend on those services. Just some comments about this building here. When the school district moved out many years ago, they didn't like this building at all. And so they left, and little did we know that we owned it, the city. And so we inherited the building, and we did a very dumb thing. We turned off all the utilities for a winter before we could figure out what to do with it. And the roof in the springtime leaked, and the gym floor buckled up, and we ruined the gym floor that we had there. And we had proposals from people that said, well, we want to kind of gut the building and make it into something that doesn't have all these weird floors and things. And I thought, oh, I hope that doesn't work. And it failed. All the ideas failed. And we ended up with the engineer at the time and said, I think we can just move into that and quit renting from Charlie down the street here. And so we moved into the building. And all the employees got out their own paintbrushes. They picked their rooms and fixed them up. And we kind of paid as we went. We had no bond, really not much money. And we slowly brought the building back to life. When I got in as mayor, I was a little upset that we had barricaded ourselves from the Boys and the Girls Club. We built walls up where the bleachers are that you saw. That was a false floor over the top of that. We'd totally hidden all that. And there was a wall built up there. And the day we tore down that wall and all the little kids are in there looking and they say, wow, this was a gymnasium with bleachers and everything. That was a good time. So anyway, I appreciate the comments about the building and the tour. So a lot of effort by a lot of people went into that. So. And thank you for taking the time to come up and say the things. Employees appreciate it, and we do too. Thank you.
Our last commenter prior to adjournment will be from our city clerk, Danielle Snyder.
That's not on the mayor's agenda. just so you know, I just wanted to thank each of you. I really had a lot of fun this year. I feel like our academy gets better every year. And I'm just tickled to see you all here and happy. And learning more. I hope I see your names on ballots in future years. I hope to see you on our boards and commissions or on a borough board or commission. But just coming to this academy is a huge dedication of your time, and we recognize that. So just from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And all of our department heads really are what make this academy work. So thanks for council who stepped up and helped us out. Department heads, you really rocked it. And Mayor, thank you.
Class dismissed. Cake time. Let's serve your students some cake, ma'am.